let's check sports here this morning. The Iowa High School Athletic Association put together the brackets for the state dual team wrestling tournament for 2A and 1A schools. The tourney will begin on Wednesday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, February 15th, prior to the start of the state individual wrestling tournament Thursday of next week. Atlantic Cam wrestling team drew the number 3 seed in the 2A tourney. They'll face off against 6th seeded Washington in their first bout at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. And we'll have live coverage from the Atlantic matches, the Atlantic Cam matches for you next Wednesday. Chris Parks, Justin Williams will be on hand at Wells Fargo Arena for that live coverage. Atlantic will wrestle 3 matches during the course of the day. Those first matches are all at 9 o'clock in the morning in first round action. Now, Creston also in the tourney. They are the 4th seed. They'll wrestle 5th seeded Davenport Assumption in their first round match at 9 o'clock next Wednesday. New Hampton is the top seed. They wrestle Denver Tripola. Solon, the 2nd seed. They'll wrestle Sergeant Bluff Luton. All those at 9 o'clock. The winners will advance to the semis at 1, and the championship set for 6:30. Consolation round matches will be held at 11 and at 4:30. On Wednesday. Now, also the 1A matches at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning of next week will include Logan Magnolia and Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia, the 5th seed in the tournament at 1A, they'll face Lake Mills in their first round match, while Missouri Valley is the 6th seed, and the Big Reds will wrestle Sibley Ocheden in their first round match. Top seeded Don Bosco wrestles I-35. 2nd seeded Lisbon wrestles Wapsie Valley, the 7th seed, in their first round action coming up next Wednesday in Des Moines. Well, girls high school basketball postseason play begins tonight with some 1A regional basketball matchups. In Region 1 tonight, among the games, Lawton Bronson will play Siouxland Christian. Heartland Christian faces Woodbine. Arweva travels to Audubon tonight. Riverside is on the road at Booyer Valley. Whiting plays at Charter Oak Ute. West Harrison will face Westwood tonight. In Region 8 play, game you can hear on KJAN tonight, Orient Maxburg will play at Cam tonight in Anita in first round action. 7 o'clock is tip time. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio. Chris is on the air tonight at 6:50 with the broadcast. Also, Peyton Sherdan is at Coon Rapids Bayard, Lennox at Diagonal, East Mills at Fremont Mills, South Page is at Essex, Bedford is at Stanton. Those winners all advancing in postseason play. Well, Minnesota took control in the second overtime with an 8-0 run, and they roared away to a 101-89 win over Iowa in Williams Arena last night. For the Hawkeyes, it was just too many costly turnovers in crunch time and multiple defensive breakdowns with the game on the line. There was also some controversy at the end of regulation. Leading by 2 in the waning seconds, Iowa's Brady Ellingson appeared to ask for timeout. It wasn't given, and they called a held ball to give it back to the Gophers. That was despite the fact that the Gopher who held the ball was standing out of bounds. And the Gophers went on to score to force overtime. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey had a few comments about that.
Let's just say this. There's a lot of things I'm upset about right now. But I will tell you this. The effort of our guys is certainly not one of them. Couldn't be more proud.
Peter Jock led Iowa with 28 points and says several Hawkeyes were asking for timeout during that final disputed play.
Coach McCaffrey told that one of the refs, if we get we get the ball back, we're going to call a timeout. And we got the ball back. Jabo and Bear and Jabo called a timeout, and I guess they didn't see it or something.
Jock had 26 of his points after halftime as Iowa used a 14-0 run to get back into the game.
He did a great job moving without the ball. We did a great job moving the ball side to side and finding him. He also did a great job of getting rid of it when he comes off a screen and they stay, you know, the slip guy is there. He made some really good feeds, and that's great to see.
Iowa falls to 6-6 in the Big Ten. They're 14-11 overall. Well, Clint Carlson scored 14 points with 8 rebounds, and Bennett Cook scored a dozen points with 8 boards as Northern Iowa eked out a low-scoring wire-to-wire win over Southern Illinois 49-41 last night. Jeremy Morgan hit a 3-pointer. Cook added a pair of free throws, and Northern Iowa opened the second half with a 5-0 run to gain some separation as Southern Illinois missed its first 3 shots. The Panthers led by as many as 11 after halftime. UNI improves to 12-12 overall. They are 7-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play with last night's victory. In top 25 men's college hoops, Oklahoma State came close to sending 6th-ranked Baylor to its 3rd straight loss, but the Bears hung on. Baylor blew most of a 13-point lead over the final 4.5 minutes before pulling out a 72-69 win at Oklahoma State. The Cowboys had a chance to force overtime until Juwan Evans and Phil Forte missed 3-point attempts in the closing seconds. Baylor improves to 21-3 overall, 8-3 in the Big 12. They're a game back of Kansas for the conference lead. Also last night, it was ninth-ranked Arizona beating Stanford 74-67. 11-game win streak now for Cincinnati as the Bearcats picked up a 60-50 decision over Central Florida last night. Also last evening, it was 13th-ranked West Virginia beating Oklahoma 61-50. Number 14 Florida State rolled to a 95-71 rout of North Carolina State. And also 24th-ranked Xavier picked up its fourth straight win. They beat DePaul 72-61. Well, the sexual assault scandal that hit Baylor University may cost the school millions of dollars in revenue from the Big 12 Conference. The league has announced that it will withhold conference revenue until an outside review determines the athletic department is complying with Title IX guidelines and other regulations in the wake of the scandal. The sanctions are the first by the Big 12 since Baylor was hit by a wave of complaints that had mishandled or tried to cover up assault allegations, many of them involving football players. The Big 12 paid out $30.4 million to each conference member last year. Baylor is not being fined as the money is being placed in escrow, pending a third-party verification of reforms at the school. In baseball news, the Chicago Cubs have acquired right-hander Alec Mills from the Kansas City Royals for outfielder Donnie DeWeese. Mills was designated for assignment earlier yesterday after the Royals signed free agent pitcher Jason Hammel, who played last season for the World Series champion Cubs. The 25-year-old Mills made his Major League debut last year. The 23-year-old DeWeese hit a combined 284 with 74 RBIs and 31 steals at two Class A levels. As mentioned, the Royals have announced their two-year $16 million contract with Jason Hammel. That move is designated to shore up the starting rotation after the death of Yordano Ventura in a car accident last month. Hammel went 15-10 with a .383 earned run average for the World Series champion Cubs last season. A person familiar with negotiations tells the Associated Press that first baseman Marwin Gonzalez and the Houston Astros have avoided salary arbitration, agreeing to a one-year contract worth over $3.7 million. Sergio Romo is preparing to sign with the Los Angeles Dodgers after appearing with the San Francisco Giants last season. Reds hurler Homer Bailey is expected to open the season on the disabled list after elbow surgery. He had bone spurs removed Wednesday. The Athletics will open spring training without the services of pitcher Daniel Mengden, who underwent foot surgery, and outfielder Drew Stubbs and pitcher Craig Breslow agreed to minor league deals with the Twins. Atlanta Falcons coach Dan Quinn has dismissed defensive coordinator Richard Smith and defensive line coach Brian Cox. Those firings come after the team blew a 28-3 lead in the second half of their 34-28 overtime loss to New England in the Super Bowl. Smith could wind up being retained by the team in an advisory capacity after running the defense during Quinn's two seasons in Atlanta. The 48-year-old Cox had been with the Falcons for three seasons. NASCAR continues to tweak its rules ahead of the start of the season opening week at Daytona later this month. Teams will no longer be permitted to return damaged racing cars to the track unless they can be repaired on pit road during a 5-minute cumulative time limit. Cars that return to the garage cannot resume racing. NASCAR said the new rule prevents severely damaged cars from returning to the track and creating a safety hazard for other teams. NASCAR also announced it will have a traveling safety crew starting this season, creating a consistent medical staff that drivers have been requesting for the last several years. Members of the Atlantic Girls Golf Team were honored Wednesday evening during a regular session of the Atlantic School Board. The girls' head golf coach, Kathy Hobson.
Our season year after year consists of 12 playing dates plus whatever state competition is involved, two rounds of regionals and then hopefully the state tournament. Always a goal of ours. And in those 12 dates, we have duels against nine of the other conference schools and then several tournaments. We host a tournament here. We have the Hawkeye 10 tournament. We go up to Carroll Kemper for a tournament and then to the Des Moines area for two tournaments there.
Well, the varsity team consists of six players. Four of them are scored.
These individuals have had seniors, a very successful 3 years of high school career so far, and Alyssa, a very successful freshman year last season. So looking forward to some more successes for them this coming season. We've been very fortunate in Atlantic to have girls that love the sport and love to put in the time and strive for that success.
During the past three seasons, the girls have been involved with, the seniors have compiled a 182-15 record that includes two state championships and a second place finish 2 years ago. Athletic Director Matt Alexander pointed out that not only did they win the state title last year, they won it by 40 strokes.
The second place team was so far behind, it wasn't even a contest.
Alexander said he knows the girls were proud of the effort, and he was proud to be able to watch the action unfold. The two sophomores on the team had a record last year of 64-2, and they now have a state championship under their belt as well.
I hope that success continues. Atlantic as a whole, the golf program, we're now one of seven schools in the state that have five or more titles in the books. You know, the girls make the program successful, but I think there's some other factors in there as well. Of course, as an educator, I'm very proud of the fact that they are very successful in the classroom. The last 3 years, so the seniors have all been part of this, they've earned a Distinguished Academic Achievement Award from the Girls Athletic Union. That's given for a team grade point average of 3.25 or better.
The girls on the team agreed they are successful because they get along well, they work hard, and are like a family, and they also have each other's backs when things are going well as when things are not. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.